wherever you are, the rain stayed away. Hopefully we brought the story of Kerry, the story of Kerry football, wherever you're living here. I'm delighted. This could be my first win in All-Ireland as a commentator with the great Ambrose O'Donovan.
Oh, Jesus, is it your first winning one?
Yes.
Oh, mother of
All-Ireland mine. Senior. All-Ireland senior. Shane Ryan. It's over. Kerry are winners here in Croagh Park. Up you fire. We see the joy of these players, Ambrose, down there. We won on the scoreline, Ambrose. Kerry 20 points, Galway 16.
Good evening and welcome to Terrace Talk. Absolutely, the night that Sam Maguire is coming home to Kerry for a 38th time. Isn't that absolutely magnificent? Tim, of course, saying it was a first win for him, but I'm sure Tim and Ambrose will have plenty more wins with this team. That's right, Kerry football is back. Of course, it's back on top of the pile, of course, and that flag, of course, was planted by Sean O'Shea and Joe O'Connor. So tonight's show, really special. We're going to bring you all the action from that homecoming, hopefully getting all so odd couple of interviews for you as well, and of course the boys will be heading on to stage, and to set the scene, we're going straight across over to Denny Street. We decided we'd send Ivan out tonight. We put a big Kerry jersey on him and sent him off down to the middle of Denny Street. Ivan, good evening. There's a great, great atmosphere down there. Maybe set the scene for those people not lucky enough to get there.
Yeah, how you doing? Welcome to Denny Street. Yeah, as you can probably hear in the background, not much scene setting needed. The noise is just unbelievable. It's something you haven't heard a long time in the kingdom, since maybe 2014, but Sam is officially back in the kingdom. I want to be the first to break that news. They are in Tralee. They are now at the south campus of the MTU, so they'll be on their way down Bohavui and down into Denny Street very, very shortly, so not too far behind time. But the crowd is just something else. It's unbelievable looking up Denny Street to see both sides of the road completely lined up, and if it's loud now, I can't wait to hear what it will be when Sam Maguire comes down on top of that bus. But I want to just chat to Alan Cantwell, John. He's here beside me. He's going to be up on the stage very soon to introduce the team, so very lucky to get to talk to Alan. Look, Alan, it's absolutely unbelievable. The noise, the atmosphere, it's just green and gold. It's overwhelming.
Overwhelming is right, Ivan. I think memories coming back from 2014, and I remember the night before thinking, okay, the minors have won and then the seniors win. I kind of think, what sort of crowd is there going to be on Denny Street? And it was amazing, but I think this has topped it again. 8 years in the way. Kids who are here that weren't even probably born, you know what I mean, are here tonight with their parents, with their friends, with their families, and it's a really, really special atmosphere, really special.
Yeah, it's really exciting for those youngsters. You say a lot of them might even been born, but I remember going back when I was in school, Sam Maguire coming in, and we were very fortunate. It was a regular enough occurrence, but some of these, the couples never come into the schools. I know we're in the middle of the summer, but I'm sure they'll be doing the tour of the county come September. But to see Sam Maguire for a lot of these kids, it's their first time. It's just unbelievable experience.
Absolutely. Look, it is special. I think Kerry have been knocking on the door for the last few years. It's been quite clear that this didn't happen by accident. Jack O'Connor coming in, and the plan that he had, the players that he assembled, and the plan that was executed pretty much to perfection yesterday. I mean, obviously the game was in the melting pot with 67, 68 minutes, but the way they pushed home when the chips were down was hugely impressive, and they won it in the end with a team that looks like it has a bit of swagger about it and maybe won't be going away from the top table for any time soon.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Alan, just on a personal note for yourself, I mean, look, you're going to be up there introducing all the players in, you know, a matter of moments' time. You know, it must be fantastic for you as well to be able to experience that from that side of it as well.
Well, look, this is about the sixth or seventh time I've managed the homecoming MC duties, and it's a massive honour for me personally, Ivan. I just love doing it. I love the way the atmosphere in the crowd and the way the crowd reacts. And the players obviously play their part, the management, the committee. Everybody knows that this is one of the showpiece events of the year. I know they're tipping on to Killarney in Fitzgerald Stadium later on. But the homecoming in Tralee is always special. It always has been, and it always will be.
Yeah, brilliant. Look, Alan, I let you get up on the stage. It's nearly time for you. Thanks very much for joining us live on Terrace Talk this evening. So as we say, the Sam Maguire is officially back home in the kingdom. It is in Tralee at the moment, and they are coming down Bohaby very, very shortly. So, Donald, what we might do, Big Jim has the crowd absolutely jumping here. So what we might do is hand it back to studio for the time being, and once we see appearance of the bus, we make sure to bring you every moment live here on Terrace Talk this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not joining into the YMCA there, are you, Ivan? She's actually gone off.
Very tempted, but I might be sweating by the end of it. So, I won't. I'll end it. Yeah, there's plenty of kids doing it.
Fair play. Well, we'll get back to you as soon as we have some action, because we have plenty of action here as well. We're joined by John Kennedy and Liam Brosnan. I suppose there's a certain irony, a Meath man going up on stage on the same night that Colm O'Rourke is after taking over as Meath manager. So, I mean, the Royals are there. John, just listening to the music and the whole lot, I mean, you're a man who's won 3 All-Ireland medals with Kerry. A lot of these lads are winning their first. I mean, and I suppose it being fair to say, it hasn't been an easy journey for them to get to this first win. I mean, people had a lot of doubt in them when they lost to Dublin after the replay. Then there was that awful result, I suppose, against Cork. And again, last year didn't get over the line. What kind of evening is it for these players to experience finally getting there? And you done it yourself as well in 84, 85, 86. I suppose those questions were there too after losing those two draw that lost to Cork, and you lost Offaly with the goal as well. What are those players going to feel coming off the bus, seeing their families, maybe their extended families who they haven't seen now for a couple of days, partners, even members for their own club are going to tug out tonight, I suppose, and join them. A big night for all the Tralee boys as well. I mean, they're heading to Tralee first. Nigel, you know, winning their first 3 All-Ireland medals. Austin Sachs the captaincy, David Moore and Jack Savage playing as well, Mike Quirk. It's going to be huge. But what is it from a player's perspective that can you remember?
It's a release of emotion, really, Donal. You know, there's been a tough few years for Kerry. Coming out of the wrong side of these tight games, this year we got it right, and Jack has assembled a fantastic management team around him. And, you know, particularly the last two games, Dublin in the semi-final and yesterday, people will say we didn't play to our best, but we were playing two very good teams in Dublin and Galway. Yesterday, Galway got a lot of the things right, but when it mattered most, in the last 8 or 10 minutes, we got the scores to win it. You know, there's huge relief for the older fellas, I suppose. You know, it's another All-Ireland. There was only 4 of them had one going into yesterday's match. For the new fellas, it's a new era. It's a monkey off the back, like Seán Shea said last night. David Clifford said it's the start of something big. And, you know, this team can develop and express themselves now, having won the first. But what a night. You know, you'd get emotional listening to the music and listening to the crowd and around Tralee all day in Killarney. You know, the anticipation of tonight. Young lads going around with Kerry jerseys, going down to see their heroes. Their first time ever seeing Sam coming home. Some of the older guys going back to see another Sam coming, you know. When was it going to come? He's back home tonight. Fantastic night for the county. And everybody we met today, smile in the face, great to be champions again. And no matter how you do it, once Sam comes home, that's the number one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Come here for those of you who aren't getting down to Tralee to see if you can get across to Killarney as well. And if you don't, stay with us here in Terrace Talk. Give us a shout as well, 0667123666. Or if you WhatsApp us there, 083 300 3300, and text as well on that. And, you know, let us know your favourite player, your favourite moment, anything at all. If you just want to congratulate the boys, send it in. We'll read it out the best we can, because it's a packed show. Liam, I met you about 20 times yesterday. I mean, you're in Croke Park ahead of me. You were in the queue getting out of the car park ahead of me. You were in Brack Obama's ahead of me. And every time, John, he was surrounded, you know, Phil's signing autographs. He was David Clifford or something. Liam, what does it mean for the supporters? John kind of answered from the player's perspective, but we're real fans now. And John was very serious, you know. He was watching a very, very serious character. But like from the supporters' point of view, I mean, there was kids everywhere yesterday. And apart from getting a snack box, winning the All-Ireland was huge too.
It was, and I think the overall feeling really for the younger crowd, it's relief, Donal, because we've been sitting around this table, you know, a lot of times, and with the, you know, results that didn't go our way, and we were always scratching our head that we were worried, I think, coming into the semi-final, that if we didn't get over the line against Dublin, I think that was a great weight off the shoulders. And yesterday there was a bit of pressure on us, you know, to get over the line. And this team needed to get over the line. If you listen to all the interviews, even on the Sunday game and that they were playing last night, all the players, the one thing that Ali said was, it's the monkey off the back, and relief were the main words. And as supporters, just driving down here this evening to see the young kids with their parents and the flags, like there is a huge crowd in St. Tralee, because of what I saw coming in the road anyway, it was just amazing. But I think, look, we've a new generation of supporters that have never seen anything. You know, it's 2014. That's quite a long time ago. And so I think it's, look, it's a sigh of relief for the whole county as that Sam is back with us. And I do think we can build on this. I think we have a management team that can really push this on. I think we have guys there like David Clifford and Sean Shea, leaders on the field who mean business. They're not happy with one now. They want to put a bit of a legacy like the man beside me with three. They want to push it on, and I see no reason. But for tonight, we'll celebrate the one. And I think everyone is over the moon all day today. Even the texts, I'm getting texts from America, from Australia, from every place, you know, that they were all watching. And it's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. God almighty. Well done to Darragh Roach, all from Walling. Glenn Fliss got in there later on this morning, I suppose. I also got one here this morning as well that I have to read out to. It's a message from Julie Sheehan from New York, up the kingdom. She says, in memory of her late father, Johnny Sheehan, East Durham, formerly of Gortalochra, which is Kilgarvan, Cheltenham and Carroll Lake. He passed away last week in New York after a long battle with cancer. Julie sends in this lovely picture, of course. Four big strapping young Kerry supporters. And she says that these are his three grandsons and his granddaughter's husband, a little bit older than the rest obviously, and they listen to the Kerry game there on Sunday, and hopefully he's putting in a good word upstairs with the men to see can we win even more. That's it, isn't it?
That's what it's all about.
We want to win another one. I mean, Sam Harley is on stage in Denny Street, and we want to.
We're lucky that we're here to witness it. You know, it's the people that have left and that are the Kerry flags up and all over the world, and that will be listening into us would probably pain their ears from listening to us. But you know, it means so much. Probably means a lot more to them than what it does to us.
Yeah. John, taking up that point, in 86 you had the three in a row. Did you meet people in America and Australia who would come home and say, God, you're a great team and we listened to you on the radio and the whole lot? What did it mean to people back those days?
I suppose we didn't realise until you go foreign, you go to America or wherever it would be, in New York or Boston or Chicago, San Francisco, and you'd meet the immigrants that had come home for the match. But the pride, you know, and you know, they identified with their own people, like that person there from Kilgarvan. Now they identify with their own area, of course, Kerry. But yes, you're always near somebody that's on the team.
Tribal.
It's tribal. Yeah. What an honour it is to have somebody from the local area playing in Croke Park, being on the panel, being in the backroom team. You know, there's an identification with them, and you know, everybody wants to be associated with winners. But look, 'tis the people away. You know, there was fellas in bars all over the world yesterday. I heard Damon Hickson on Saturday. He was going to be in a cafe. You know, people that are so passionate about the game. You might be thousands of miles away from home, but you're still there with Radio Kerry or with Sky TV, and that's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the team bus is 5 minutes away from getting into Denny Street, and we'll bring you there as the minute it turns the corner. We'll send Ivan down his big jersey in, and hopefully he'll get somebody off the bus to chat to, and if he doesn't, he'll follow it all the way up the street for us as well. There's supposed to be an absolutely massive crowd below in Denny Street, and you know, even on the social media, people are putting up their flags. Maybe attach us there on Terrace Talk as well, so we can get a bit of the action. It's kind of like being up in the upper deck of the Hogan Stand. We're only around the corner from it, but God, we might as well be a long way away from it. But we'll focus on the analysis of the game. An interesting stat, Liam, on yesterday's game. 12 of the team that started yesterday, they played against Tyrone last year. Mm-hmm. Missing was Graham Sullivan, Tadhg Morley and Dermot Connor. Now, those three hardly made the big difference to winning All-Ireland this year, but what has changed in the meantime?
There's a whole lot of ingredients, Donal, that's kind of put yesterday's performance together. You have number one, Hurt. Number two, you'd have the experience of losing to Tyrone, you know, and that would have, the players would have went away and they would have analysed it, and the management probably this year would have looked back at the Tyrone games and they would have often you learn a lot more from defeat than what you would from winning, and I think Kerry have done that. But the three guys that you've named there, like I won't say that they didn't have a whole thing, but that didn't add to the thing. Of course they did. Mm-hmm. Like Graham O'Sullivan was fantastic yesterday. No, he's a guy, if you told me at the start of the year, I'd be saying, Donal, you're kind of wearing a South Kerry hat.
I wouldn't be. And you did say it, in fairness.
But to be honest, he was a revelation. You know, fantastic. Like Tadhg Morley, a new man. You know, fitted into a system, though. You know, he had a job to do, you know, and he did that, and he helped out Jason and he helped out cornerbacks very well. You know, so yeah, I think the whole thing kind of came into it's like a big mixing bowl. The ingredients were good between Payne and Hurt down through the years, and Jack O'Connor and his management team, and today we ended up with the winning product.
Mm-hmm. The interesting thing, John, and you touched on it there about players from different communities and fellas in the backroom team. It takes an awful lot of stories to make one successful story, and all these players, they've had doubters, they've had people that said, you know, they shouldn't be there, they've had people probably within their own club saying that they've been very lucky to move further up the long thing, but all that hurt it channeled in, and yet we only beat Galway in the very end. I mean, there was a few moments there yesterday, surely, John, you had your fingers in your mouth and saying 42 minutes, no, we'd want to be pulling away here from Galway, and they're still with us.
Yeah, I think, Donald, we spoke about during the week, Liam and myself, and, you know, on Friday night back in the Gleneagle, there was a belief by some Kerry supporters, it was a handy one. Mm-hmm. We'd win by 10 or 12 points. Just very dangerous talk.
It's unlike Kerry supporters.
It is. I feel the fact that they beat Dublin and the manner in which, and the fact that we were 6 or 7 points up and could have kicked on, maybe if the penalty had gone in. But look, Galway were well prepared, like we were. There was a lot of similarities. But at the end of the day, we got over the line. And I think Jack said it last night, there's fantastic belief in the team. You know, that never say die attitude, and it's a great satisfaction just to win the tight game. Of course, it's great to win anywhere, but when you have a facile victory, the same buzz isn't in it. But it went to the wire, you know, so many close ones. The interception by Gavin White over under the Hogan stand. Those little ones, the free in for Kerry instead of a free out, that was the difference at the end of the day. And we haven't mentioned him yet, of course, David Clifford. He was the real difference. What a pleasure to be in Croke Park yesterday, or wherever people saw it, on television or whatever, to see Shane Welch and David Clifford. What an exhibition of football by two of the greatest we have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It's great times to be a Kerry supporter. Do you know, I mean, we were sitting with Galway fans yesterday and we went out, you know, even they came to see David Clifford as much as they came to see Galway. And it's kind of amazing because he had 3 All-Stars, no All-Ireland medal going into yesterday. If the ship went the other way, he could have possibly had 4 All-Stars and no All-Ireland medal. What will that one All-Ireland medal mean to him? And there's 2 going into the family now as well, like the Spillanes as well, 2 brothers as well. And I know Dermot from back in the Derry Nan days, and my God, like he's cut out of the GA, he bleeds the GA, he's I won't say he's a very bad umpire, but he'll admit himself that at times he'll get too passionate and won't know if there's a green or a white flag. But what does it mean to those families now that they have this? And yet, Dermot is a nice character. He doesn't regard, you know, David as being the big man in his family. Obviously, he's just a member of the team and his all team. What does it mean to a family like that now?
Oh, it's huge, Donald. I mean, to pull on the Kerry jersey or any county jersey. We're talking about Kerry tonight. To pull on the Kerry jersey is a fantastic honour. You know, to walk out in Croke Park on All-Ireland final day. But the ultimate is to bring home Sam Maguire and to get that Celtic cross.
Yeah, absolutely. And that Sam Maguire is coming down Dinny Street. We're getting very, very close. We're going to cut across live to Dinny Street and we'll catch Ivan again. Ivan, have you some news for us? No, I'd say you'd want to jump up a tree there, Ivan, maybe, and shout across to us, maybe a bit louder. No. I think we leave Ivan go for maybe 20 seconds and we'll see, can we catch him again? He's just, I suppose he's down the back of that huge crowd. There seems to be a massive party there, isn't it? It's like one of those beating the streets from years ago. And it's great, of course, Sam Maguire coming around. And of course, the 97 was probably the first year I remember Dinny Street.
It was massive.
Out. It was huge. And I suppose, I won't say we're older now, Liam, but I mean, that was our era, you know, 97. Yeah. We were out there. We were certainly in the streets.
Famine seemed to bring that, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. Yeah. And Jack O'Connor mentioned something about the famine. We were on about the famine there and the build up to it. And he said it wasn't a famine at all. He said, if we didn't win, we'd won one in 13 years. I mean, we only think it's the step from A to B, but I mean, he was going back before that because we were at. So we're hoping to get Ivan there online as well. Now, get your comments in if you're down Dinny Street and you can hear us. Certainly, you probably won't be listening to us at the moment, but certainly. give us a shout. Now, we also have Niamh there in the crowd as well, and we'll go to her maybe if we can catch her as well. We have a couple of spies down there tonight, all wearing the Kerry and Gold jerseys, and they're all there. Now, 0667123666 or 083 300 3300. Liam, just picking up on the point of the importance of family, I mean, you've played for Kerry as well yourself. Do you know what it was like for you when you got that jersey? What the family support? You know, it was a big moment.
Oh, it's fantastic. And the GAA look is a big family, because you have your school friends, you have your club, you know, so it's a wider family. But for, I suppose, for the close family and relations and stuff like that, it's a massive occasion for them. And you could see it yesterday. You know, I was looking down after the press box, and you could see the families. They were fantastic. You know, in elation. You know, that's all you could say. And because they have put up with a lot. You know, they're hearing constantly as well about you know, such a fella's not playing well, and this fella's not playing well, and they have to put up with the player coming home, you know, down the dumps after a bad performance, and it's a lot harder now than when I was back in myself and John's day, because with social media and stuff like that, it's up in minutes, you know, and it's probably a lot harder now to be an inter-county footballer than when I was John, probably. Yeah, because look, as we, Gilles Artemercier, was a pat in the back, is only 6 inches away from a kick in the arse, and yeah, here in Kerry, like, and even today I've met fellas who said, oh, we won't win no more after that performance yesterday, yeah, you know, so, but look, it's like I said after the commentary yesterday, that Sam is on the road down now, and no one can take that away from us.
Absolutely. Well, he certainly won't be taken away from us for this 12 months anyway, and he is heading down Dinny Street, hopefully, and we will get to that live when he pops up. And of course, that's what they're all the players are going to be there. Big night for Joe O'Connor, Austin Stex. You know, captaincy is huge. It's tradition. What would it mean to him, his family, and his club as well? I mean, Austin Stex is a very, very proud club.
Huge night for Joe and for the family and for the club. Tremendous pride in Austin Stacks, the same as any club, but a great club with a great tradition, and a nice touch again yesterday, Shawnee and Joe lifting the cup, you know, similar to last week with Declan Hannan and Keane Lynch, you know, and I think it shows, look, the big thing for me with both Limerick and Kerry, it's about the group now. It's not about individuals anymore. And, you know, I'm not saying it was years ago either, but the group is hugely important. And you saw Galway coming out yesterday, and all the back, the guys that didn't make the squad, had the number 10 jersey on them. They ran out in Croke Park. A huge thing. They were up on the stand afterwards, but they were part of it. You know, all the managers mentioned now the group, which is becoming more and more important over the last number of years.
Yeah, absolutely. Now we will cut across to Dinny Street there fairly shortly. We have, I suppose they're all queuing up at the microphone now at the moment. We'll stay around the corner. Talking about Joe O'Connor and lifting the cup, and it was a lovely moment. There was a lot of lovely moments after the game. I mean, a lot of the players brought their children down as well. I mean, it's probably something that wouldn't happen back in the 80s when you were whished off with everybody kind of running around the place, and you would know what corner of the field you ended up or who was clapping you on the back. But it is kind of a very nice family moment, you know, that you can remember. David brought his son out. Jack was having nice words with him. Arlo Crowell, Paddy Shea's grandson, of course, as everybody's. It's amazing how they forgot it was Paul Gainey's child as well. But, you know, they're lovely moments, Liam. And they're moments that, I suppose, you work so hard for your medal and your wins and the whole lot. But these are probably the moments they'll probably cherish a lot more in 10 years' time.
They will, because, look, they've put 7 months of their life on hold.
Okay, well, we're putting on hold is right, but we won't put our lives on hold. But we're going to cut across to Niamh Daly. Niamh is in Dinny Street, and she'll set the scene for us. Hello, Niamh, how are you? I'm very good.
How are you getting on?
Fair play.
I don't even have words for what's going on right now. I don't even know if you'd be able to hear me, but the bus has just landed in Dinny Street, and the crowd has gone absolutely mental. It's the most amazing atmosphere.
Fantastic. Is there any players coming off the bus, Niamh, or are they all on it? It's an open deck bus, obviously. Top deck.
It's an open deck bus. And you can hear the crowd roaring there because they're after raising Sam Maguire into the air, and they're going to make their way down onto the stage now. But the scenes are absolutely incredible. I've been to many a homecoming, and I've never ever seen as many people in my lifetime going to homecomings anyway, but it's absolutely incredible.
Super, fair play to you, Niamh. Well, look, you're doing face work. Find another little corner for him. We'll come back to you maybe before the end of the show as well, and hopefully if the Sam drops, you'll catch it for us. Ivan, you're there as well?
Yeah, Donald, welcome back to Denny Street. I'm literally about 2 feet away from the team bus right on the steps where they're going to be going up onto the stage. Just a matter of moments. I see a very emotional looking Darragh Moynihan with the cup up there as well. And what a disappointing end to the season for him. But Sam Maguire, I'm sure he's just as happy as the rest of them up there. But he looked a bit surreal maybe with the crowd. It's a massive a day for him as well. Marty Morrissey is just after getting off the bus here. And here's the boss himself, Jack O'Connor. Jack is just walking past me. Jack. Congratulations, Jack, going up onto the stage. You're greeted by Norma Foy there as well. Plenty of leadership. I see Brendan Keely, of course, goalkeeping coach, coming off the bus here now as well. There's Mr. David Clifford. David Clifford is just after coming off the bus. He's signing a few footballs for a few kids here as well. I'm going to see, can I jump in here just for a quick word if I possibly can at all? We're live on Terrace Talk. If we can just get them for just a bare second, if the stewards wouldn't mind at all. I'm going to try to squeeze in here maybe, Donald. There's Dermot Murphy coming off the bus now up onto the stage. Alan Cantwell greeting all of them up there, of course. Plenty of media, huge attention on this one here. It's going to be very hard, I think, to get a player because there's plenty of stewards. And there's Mike Quirk, of course, back in his hometown after landing as a selector, of course, as well. They're all coming down off the top deck. Congrats to you, Mike. Well done. Congrats to you as well. Just seeing who I can see coming off the bus here. There's Mr. Tyke Morley. Huge performance from him yesterday as well, of course. Did all the media duties ahead of it. Spillane's are coming off now as well. There's quite a queue of them trying to keep up with who is coming off the bus here. There's Darragh Roach, of course, who was on the fringes of the panel this year. Micheál Burns supporting a pair of designer sunglasses along with Gavin White there, two Croaksmen, along with Tony Brosson, the three Croaksmen off the bus together. And they're looking delighted to be coming there. There's Shane Ryan, of course, goalkeeper yesterday. What a performance from Shane yesterday as well, of course. Stefan Ockenberg here as well. We've got Paul Murphy. Quite a queue of them coming up. So we'll have the speeches as well. Live view on Radio Kerry this evening as they come. I think Jack O'Connor is one of the ones making the speeches. We got a small list a little earlier on. There's a, as I say, there's a bit of a scrum here trying to meet them coming off the bus. There's David Moore, and of course, the Nari's man, of course, back in Tralee as well, back in his hometown. It's a huge thing for these lads as well. Shane Murphy, of course, there as well. Plenty of lads. There's Sean O'Shea, the hero. The kids are all running up to Sean O'Shea here. It is absolute bedlam. And here comes Sam Maguire. Here comes Sam Maguire. I think our Tralee captain is holding as far as I can see from here. It's here he is. So Joe O'Connor with the Sam Maguire returning off the bus into Tralee. Happy man there. Here's Darragh Moynihan coming down as well. Impossible, unfortunately, Donald, to get a chat with these lads. Unfortunately, they're straight up and up onto Dan Donahue as well, who missed out with injury. Paul Ganey coming off the bus there as well. Killian Spillane's coming there. I think we're the majority of them are here. Here's Paddy Clifford raising a bit of a stitch on the nose, I think, after yesterday. Of course, he went off with that blood sub for a while. He's got the stereotypes across his nose there now as well. So nursing that injury, I'm sure that won't bother him tonight somehow. Bruno Bugli as well coming there. There's just a quite a queue of the players now getting down there. They're all lined up on the stage, of course. Sam is up on the stage there now as well. I think that's most of the players. So we'll be soon time to hand over to stage, I think, if I can turn around to Trevor. We're in a bit of, I'm in the middle of a scrum. It's very hard to describe where I actually am, Don. It's absolutely, it's insane, the crowd here. But that is the bus now emptied. So they're all up on stage. So we'll be able to cross to Alan Cantwell very, very shortly. He'll be introducing all the players along with the various speeches as well. It's just the remainder of people now fighting off the bus. But as for the players, they are all up there, Donald. So just seeing they're kind of getting organised with wires and microphones. Okay, we're just, we might be able to pass over to Alan Cantwell now.
The team arrived. And also to the band, the local band, Aftershock, who were in action earlier on. And also Dreams of Freedom. So fantastic music. Warming up the crowd before the team arrived. So we're looking forward to proceedings, meeting the team. And then we'll send them on the way over to Killarney for a reception at Fitzgerald Stadium.
Like it was the Lewis line. Change the Hudson to the Liffey where we kiss for the
Yeah, so we're still waiting on a couple more. There's Miss Leona Twist, of course. She's finished up as PRO, hugely important to us in Radio Kerry, of course. Leona Twist, the Kerry PRO. This is her final act as PRO of Kerry GA, and she's the last off the bus. Quite fitting, really, how Leona's one of the last off in such duties. It's a tough job, in fairness, for Leona.
Absolutely. Ivan, one of the comments into us there. What are the boys wearing? Are they in nice suits?
They're in absolutely fabulous suits, I must say. I'm very jealous. They're in these kind of navy suits, a white shirt, and this lovely kind of pinkish tie. Quite a nice tie. I'm getting moved over here now because I don't want to get run over by the open-top bus. Donald is just moving away there now. And, we're just leaving the bus move away, and we move into position for these speeches. So, Alan, now I think they're waiting for the old bus to move. Polly Deneen doing some guarded duties by the looks of it, trying to get the bus out here. But back to Leona, I must say, you know, it's a huge thank you from all of us from Radio Kerry. We spoke to her on Friday evening as well. Of course, she's finishing up now. A bit emotional Friday evening when she was finishing up as well. And what a couple of years she's had as the PRO, and fantastic to all of us as well. And a big thank you to Leona, of course. So they're just kind of doing a bit of the formalities now, moving around a few bits and pieces, making sure everyone is in the correct positions. Of course, all the national TV, national radio, everyone's here. So wanting to make sure everything is perfect to prove to Ireland that we are the All-Ireland champions. 38 times All-Ireland champions as of yesterday, and making sure that we let the rest of the country know that it is ours for this year in 2022 as well. So Alan is still trying to get sorted here and introducing them. A couple of just bits and pieces to finalise before we finish up, and we'll be ready to go then. So I think they're just calling the various people, so we can cross over now, I think, Donald, to the speeches.
August foot and down Alec to fall to Roiv Galair. Chairman of Kerry County Council, Mayor of Tralee, distinguished guests, members of the media, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Accorda Gael Galair. I'm delighted to welcome the Kerry team back to Denny Street in Tralee this evening. And again, we come together to honour our sporting heroes who return to the kingdom as All-Ireland senior football champions. 8 long years since victory over Donegal, and for the 38th time, Sam Maguire is back in the kingdom, and order has been restored. I would like also to welcome listeners to Terrace Talk on Radio Kerry, listening to us around the county, around the country, or around the world. You're most welcome this evening. To get formalities underway, I'd like to welcome to the stage Mayor of Tralee, Councillor Mikey Sheehy.
Thanks, Alan. First of all, I'd just like to welcome our heroes, the 2022 All-Ireland champions, the Kingdom of Kerry, our heroes here on the stage. I'd just like to, first of all, welcome Joe and Shawnee, our joint captains. I'd also like to make a special call out to our very distinguished Tralee players, our lads from Austin Sachs, Joe O'Connor, Dylan Casey, Greg Horn, Jack O'Shea from Stranraer, Jack Savage and David Morn, and obviously from Nagoil, Jack Barry and Dermot O'Connor. Obviously from Nagoil as well, Stephen O'Cumber. And on top of that, I just want to also just make note of, obviously, within the management setup, we also have Micheál Quirk, and behind me here, Dr. Finnerty. So look, I'm not going to keep you. You're all here waiting to listen to and hear from our heroes here today. It's time to celebrate. I have never before seen a crowd in Tralee like this. Enjoy the evening. And lads, we're so, so proud of you, and well done yesterday.
Thanks very much indeed, Mikey. So would you like to meet the players, folks? We'll be hearing from one or two members from the Kerry County Committee. We'll also be hearing from Bannister na Foirne, Jack O'Connor shortly. But in the meantime, to introduce the team, as they lined out yesterday in Croke Park, winning the All-Ireland for the first time in 8 years.
starting off in goals and a great season for the Kerry netminder, who was beaten just once in the championship, from Matt Moore, Shane Ryan. At number two, a brilliant display yesterday, scoring a point and having a part to play in four other scores, Graham O'Sullivan from Drummond Pierce. Another commanding performance at full-back, limiting both Galway's danger men, Damien Comer and Paul Conroy, throughout the game. Would you welcome from Ballydonahue, Jason Foley. This man had one of the toughest tasks of the day yesterday, marking the inspired Shane Walsh. He missed his customary score by a whisker, and only after Hawkeye had ruled it out. But another towering performance again by cornerback from Dingle, Tom O'Sullivan. Another dynamic display from a member of the minor panel in 2014 who has nailed down his place at wing back, from Ungailtacht, Brino Bjagliak. We move to Temple Now, and a man who has marshalled the defence in his trademark calm and efficient manner was drawn out to mark yesterday as well as to cover, and helped ensure that the Kerry net was rarely troubled. From the Temple Now Club in South Kerry, Tadhg Marley. Injury worries through the week were quelled when this man was named in an unchanged side from the semi-final. Capped a great display with a fisted insurance point after a trademark burst of pace under the Hogan stand. From Dr. Croke's, Gavin White. A true warrior who battled his way to his third All-Ireland medal yesterday. His first was under Jack in 2009, his second under Eamon in 2014, and yesterday his third was added to the Moran family collection, from Cairns O'Rahilly's David Moran. Two great takes early in the game in typical style helped the Kerry side settle, and he continued to manage the movement of the ball in the congested middle third throughout. From Na Gael, Jack Barry. Another big shift from his clubmate in a hard-running tackling and tracking display, helping himself to a fine score. Also from Na Gael, Diarmaid O'Connor. This man provided us with one of the iconic moments in Kerry GAA history, with his amazing free kick to win the semi-final against Dublin. Captained the game day squad yesterday and converted three frees, including the final score of the game. From Kenmare Shamrocks, Shawnee O'Shea. This man performed heroically during the difficult first half, helped himself to a great point from play and produced one of the greatest blockdowns you'll ever see, as well as denying Galway a goal chance. Also from Kenmare Shamrocks, Stephen O'Brien. This man helped himself to 2 points in the second half, was replaced briefly for a blood sub, came back on to play his part in finishing off the win for Kerry. From Fossa, Paddy Clifford. Much has been said and much has been written, but an extraordinary performance yesterday to cap off an incredible season, scoring 8 points in a man of the match display. Player of the year, a generational player of the ages. From Fossa, David Clifford. And another hero of the 2014 team that came up Denny Street after the victory in Donegal. Yesterday he added a second All-Ireland medal to his collection of college, provincial and national titles. From Dingle, Paul Geehy.
The subs yesterday, sub keeper from the Dr. Crokes Club, Shane Murphy. This man added his All-Ireland winning experience to the mix when coming on during Kerry late drive for victory. From Rathmore, Paul Murphy. Two points off the bench, and he won a free that sparked off Kerry's late scoring run. Made a huge impact when he came on. From Temple Now, Killian Spillane. His brother also made a huge impact coming on at half-time in what was a particularly emotional day for the Spillane family yesterday. From the Temple Now Club also, Adrian Spillane. This man added a great injection of pace into the Kerry attack when coming on, when Kerry pushed on for the finishing line. From Dr. Crokes, Micheál Burns. The nominated captain by his club, Austin Stacks, after they won the county championship this year, won the last free of the game to cement the win. From the Rock, Joe O'Connor. Number 22 in the game day squad from Dr. Crokes, Tony Brosnan. Number 23, again we're back to Temple Now, Gavin Crowley. Number 24 made a brief appearance as a blood sub for Paddy Clifford. From the Cairns O'Rahilly's club, Jack Savage. Back to Austin Stacks, the county champions, for our next man, Jack O'Shea. And finally, but by no means least, the third member of the Nogale Trinity. Would you please put your hands together for Stephen O'Cumber. The extended panel of players, each one vital throughout the season, beginning with Donal O'Sullivan from Kilgarvan. Dara Roach from Glenflesk. Cian Gamel from Killarney Legion. Greg Horan from Austin Stacks. Dan O'Donoghue, who captained the minor team here in 2014, from Spa Killarney. Aino Cunacour from Angaltacht. Mike Breen from Beaufort. Pa Warren from Gunnigrilla. Dylan Casey from Austin Stacks. And a special mention for Dara Moynihan from Spa Killarney, who succumbed to injury, unfortunately, in the week of the big match. Dara, well done all season. Now we would like to hear from one or two members of the assembled here behind me. I would like to call on the captain of the squad, nominated by his team, Austin Stacks. Would you please welcome Joe O'Connor? Joe, can you just explain to us the honour it was yesterday, yourself and Shawnee, captaining the sides out to win the All-Ireland. Tell me a little bit about yesterday as an experience for you.
Just so special to go up the steps of Shawnee. It was amazing on behalf of an unbelievable bunch of boys, 37 lads who train hard week in, week out, and myself and Shawnee were privileged to go up the steps, but it's been a long 8 years, so we're delighted to bring it back here.
And a word maybe for your club as well, Austin Stacks. Obviously, it was a great year for the club too.
Yeah, here because of my club. We had a great year last year and thankfully I got nominated. But yeah, look, it was a special time and luckily I got to go up the steps and just really proud of my club for nominating me and just proud of these boys here.
Joe, thanks very much indeed. I might call on Shawnee O'Shea as well for a couple of words. The man with the golden boot. The man who landed the iconic free kick against Dublin in the last minute.
ice in the vein stuff. Shawnee, congratulations. A great day for you and Joe, as I said, and a great day for the Kenmare Shamrocks Club too.
Yeah, I think for all of us, just special times, and to be here today and to see this crowd is just unbelievable. Stuff you dream of, so just thanks everyone for coming out. It's just so special to be part of this, and we're just really grateful for all of you for turning out tonight.
And of course, there will be a homecoming of sorts in Galway this evening. We do extend our commiserations to Galway. They really put up a serious battle yesterday, Shawnee.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose this group in 19, we lost the final. We had to come home to a homecoming without Sam, and it wasn't great. But in fairness to Galway yesterday, they put up a great battle, and we have great respect for them. We've no doubt we'll meet him again in the next few years.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck, Shawnee. Enjoy the celebrations. It has been... He provided us with, as I say, one of the iconic moments of Kerry, if not GAA, history with that famous kick in the semi-final against Dublin. And yesterday, the job was done in bringing Sam back to Kerry for the first time since 2014. I want to also acknowledge the backroom team involved in the huge effort that it was to bring Sam Maguire back to Tralee this evening and on to Killarney, and the celebrations that will follow during the week. I want to note in particular the strength and conditioning coach, Arthur Fitzgerald, John Barry and Jason McGann. Performance coach, Tony Griffin. Nutritionist, Kevin Beasley, Gavin Rackard and Brendan Fitz. Physiotherapist, Jimmy Galvin, Paddy McQuinn. Masseurs, Lima Regan and Harry O'Neill. Doctors, Dr. Mike Finnerty and Dr. John Rice. The kit man, Colin Whelan. The in-house referee, Brendan Griffin. Goalkeeping coach, Brendan Keeley. And stats, Colin Trainer and John C. O'Shea. Now, pulling together all of this requires a management team. And Jack assembled a squad. When he was appointed, he took on board two of his able deputies that won All-Irelands and were here on the homecoming nights in Tralee on many occasions. Selectors on the senior team, Mike Quirk from Cairns O'Rahillies. And Dermot Murphy from Dingle. And Jack reached out also for a coach. And he went to County Tyrone. And he found Paddy Talley, who Sean O'Shea called an honorary Kerryman. So heading up the management team, I'd like to call on to say a few words to you tonight. Bannisdorna Forna of the winning All-Ireland team in 2022 from the Drummond Pearce Club, Jack O'Connor.
Thanks very much, Alan. I'll be very brief, but just a couple of words about to acknowledge the tremendous reception this evening and the fantastic crowd. I was lucky enough to be here 25 years ago when we came down. We turned down Denny Street there with Paddy O'Shea leading us after winning back the Cup after what was a famine that time, 11 years. It wasn't won from 86 to 97. And we never thought we'd see the likes of it again. There was 25 to 30,000 here. And there has to be that, at least that, if not more, this evening. So that's amazing. So thanks very much for that reception. And when I was trying to entice Paddy Talley to come down from Tyrone, it was one of the things I spoke about, the passion for football there's in this county. And I'm glad that Paddy and Tony and Colin Trainer came down this evening to witness this, because you'd have to be here to see it and believe it, because it's that passion that feeds the players to make the efforts that they make every year, to come back year after year, make the sacrifices they do, because they're feeding off the passion that you're showing this evening. So your contribution is invaluable, and your support this year has been unparalleled. It started above in Parky Rean when we played Cork. Went all the way to the up to the Dublin game, where we never saw the likes of that support from All Ireland semi-final, and it culminated in yesterday. So, huge thank you. Your support is really appreciated. I just want to acknowledge the contribution of the clubs of Tralee to our success. There's fantastic work being done by the clubs here. I know the boys have been called out already, and I'm not going to do the same, but there's 9 players being involved in the Kerry panel from 3 of the clubs in Tralee. Stacks, obviously, with 4 players, and the captain, Joe O'Connor. O'Rahilly's with the 2 boys, and the 3 players from the Gael. Absolutely amazing work being done by the clubs here, so thanks very much to the clubs of Tralee for the work you're doing for Kerry football. And I'd like to acknowledge the contributions of some of the backroom team from the Tralee town here. Paddy McQueen, our trusted physio, who does the physio work along with Jimmy Gallivan. I'm not sure, are they exactly from Tralee, but they're from the environs anyway. Mike Finnerty and John Rice. And last but not least, the contribution of Mike Quirk. When I was looking around the county for a trusted coach stroke selector, Mike was ready, willing and able to come on board. He's a mighty man. He's a lot handier at the old technology than I was. Mike does a lot of the video analysis, and he's produces fantastic work and clips for the players. So Mike, thank you for your contribution. It was fantastic this year. And I'll finish up now, because it's a long day for the players, and we have to go to Killarney after this. But again, a huge thank you to the people of Kerry. We'll never forget the turnout you produced this evening, and we hope that passion will feed us during the winter to make a huge effort to bring Sam back again next year. Thanks very much.
That, of course, was Jack O'Connor live in Dinny Street. Jack has said the passion of the supporters that feeds the players, and he said the support has been unparalleled, and he thanked supporters. He thanked the Tralee clubs as well. 9 players from 3 clubs. It's amazing when you add them together there, and he singled out Mike Quirk again. He said he's a mighty man and thanked him for the fantastic work and the clips and the whole lot. And he says we'll never forget it. Most importantly of all, he says we're going to drive that passion on and see can we come back again with another Sam. We're going to take a break and catch up on comments after this. You're welcome back to Terrace Talk, and we're bringing you all the live action from the homecoming for the 38 All-Ireland times Sam Maguire is heading home to Kerry. Congratulations to the Kerry footballers on a great win yesterday. Just to note, Kerry won the majority of Galway's kickouts, but we won very little of our own. We'll discuss that later on, maybe with Sean. Congratulations to the Kerry seniors and the management on winning the All-Ireland final, and David Clifford and getting man to match up the kingdom. That's from Dermot and Margaret Ann Blow there, and 2 6 great, great supporters of Kerry. Hi, Donal. Congrats to Kerry. Delighted for this group of players who have been through so much the last few years. It's a wonderful feeling to be All-Ireland champions, Kerry Abu, and that's from Charles as well. Stephen O'Brien is the unsung hero of the Kerry team. He prevented a goal that would have proved crucial to Galway yesterday. It's disappointing to hear him not getting more recognition. That's Tom in the stall. But we'll discuss that after 7 o'clock, Tom. He had certainly had a fantastic game yesterday. Great all-round team effort. Had Kerry and Galway lads coming in at 6 a.m. to watch the pre-game here in Portland. Jago is mighty for us exiles. And again, that's the exile. Kerry Abu, it's amazing how all over the world people want to watch the All-Ireland final, particularly when you have your own tribe, I suppose, involved as well. And then finally, could you give a big shout out to a little girl, Joanna, age 5, who's waiting patiently on Castle Street for the team? Well, Joanna, we're, I suppose, a small bit late. The team bus has surely passed you at this stage, and hopefully you've got nice and near the stage and you've made plenty of memories of those players. And of course, we have another break to take, and we might take that now. Absolutely coming home, and it's all coming home this evening. Sam Maguire home, the 38th time that we are All-Ireland champions, putting us certainly up there and out ahead of everyone else. Liam, I suppose, you know, it's amazing. We had a lot of doubt coming up to it. We lost 2019, we fell in 2020. Tyrone kind of, you know, bullied us out of it maybe into 2021. This year, though, it was different all the way through, Liam. But people still held a bit of doubt coming down the final track against Galway yesterday.
Oh, we had, yeah. The fear was there, and that's because down through the years, you know, we were, I suppose, against Dublin, it was always the last 5 or 10 minutes where we lost games, but there was something different about this team. The last 5 to 10 minutes, we were always getting stronger. And that, I think the game against Dublin proved that. And like I said, that's probably going back to all the management, but the work they have done, you know, psychology, mentally and stuff like that. We always thought that we had the players that we could have finished off games, but we seemed to be lacking something for the last 10 minutes. But that was, they must have worked a lot in that this year, because we were stronger for the last 10 minutes, mm-hmm. you know, in every game. You know, so yeah, you got to hold your hand up and say, well done, Kerry, on that. Mm-hmm. Because there was a lot of hurt there down through the years. And I think, look, like I said earlier, it's all put into the mixing bowl and it's mixed around, and there's lessons learned. And I think we learned a lot of lessons from it this year. But I think it started really, you know, I know Jack was on about the Cork game there, but that cold night, the McGrath Cup game above in Tralee here.
And there was a huge crowd there as well, wasn't there?
Huge crowd at it, because the reason was David Clifford was playing, Paul Gainey was playing, the Kerry team played that night, and we were all saying, what's he doing playing these fellas in the middle of January? But it started there. Like, Jack laid down a marker that night that he meant business. And the players laid down a marker that didn't want to miss training, they didn't want to miss games, and I think that's where it started that night.
Mm-hmm. John, a winning culture, I mean, winning the McGrath Cup, people would kind of turn their nose up at it and say, you know, it is a winter programme, nobody really looks at it. We won the Munster Championship, we won the league, we won the All-Ireland. Does that create more hunger, or do you want to go on and win more and more?
I think it does, Donal, and like Liam said, I'd agree with him. Jack set down the marker. You know, there was a lot of eyebrows raised at that team. Mm-hmm. You know, why wouldn't he try new fillers and see what's out there to build up his squad? But instead, he got that winning mentality. He started winning and, you know, went through and won all the cups that were available. You know, the only game that they lost was the Tyrone game of the league, which is a game of no consequence to Kerry. You know, he built his panel as well. And I think even more importantly, obviously, when Jack got it, we said this before, he sat down and he looked at areas that we needed to improve on to get over the line to win Sam. The defence being number one, he brought in Mr. Talley, he did the job there, and I think he rejuvenated Jason Foley and Tadhg Marley. They, you know, they were, we'll say, average players, we'll call it, in the last number of years. They became our leaders in defence, oozing with confidence. We saw what Jason did with Comer yesterday. Tadhg Marley didn't put a foot wrong. They're a shoe-in for 2 All-Stars. And then the other thing is the mental side to get over the line in a tight game. We won 2 tight games in the last 2 matches. That proves what they did was right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that you mentioned the mental side, of course, and the Kerry ladies are in action next weekend. You know, we could be bringing home another cup here next weekend, and we'll bring that live to you as well here on Terrace Talk. But an interesting addition to the team is Michelle O'Connor. And she's an interesting lady, because Michelle O'Connor was Kerry ladies football captain at minor level. Her father, of course, was the late David O'Connor, who's done so much work down the years for Temple Noh, who so tragically died earlier in the year. But she is now in with the Kerry senior ladies team as a sports psychologist, and I caught up with her in advance of the week leading up to the All-Ireland, and we asked her a good few questions.
Correct title is performance psychology consultant or coach with the Kerry ladies senior team, so I do everything all mindset and mentality with the girls, and I suppose discussing that kind of 6-inch playing field between your 2 ears and how vitally important that is in Gaelic games and in any performance setting.
Yeah. We've seen that in the GA side of things that this is becoming a little bit more common, of course, Carolyn Currid with Limerick, and we have Tony Griffin as well on the Kerry team, and countless other teams, of course, across the county or country working away with it. Is this a new role for Kerry ladies? Are you the first person with a consultant title?
I know in the 2012 season when Kerry ladies last got to the All-Ireland final, there was somebody brought in for 1 or 2 sessions, but I suppose this role has kind of been adopted into the Kerry senior ladies the last 2 years, and you know, fully focuses in giving 110% commitment from this particular service to the Kerry ladies, and holistically supporting them, not just on the field of play as such, where, you know, you're giving and equipping athletes with techniques and skills and stuff to take in performance settings, but it's about them holistically looking at everything outside of that.
And how does that break down kind of on a regular front? Are you in constant contact with different players doing different things? Is it kind of group sessions and meetings, or is it kind of all of the above?
All of the above, Donal. Yeah, so it would be all of the above. So I suppose the biggest part and the biggest role is the individual work that I do with athletes, checking in with girls every week and seeing where they're at. You know, this coincides with a lot of Cassandra Buckley's work, the SNC side, which is obviously the physical side, and then Sophie Hoolan as well, fantastic physio. So it's encompassing that kind of holistic approach, looking at everything from mentality to emotions to relations to, you know, social context to everything that goes on as well outside of the game of sport, you know, like all those external factors and that controllability, and that's kind of what we work with. And then obviously then we do a lot of group sessions, you know, for instance at the start of the year, you know, setting targets and goal setting is a key component for any team. So, you know, defining where we wanted to go at the start of this year would have been really key, and then working on steps towards that, mm-hmm. whether it was around confidence or, you know, belief system. I know belief is something that has been spoken about within Kerry ladies dressing rooms over the last maybe 10 years and things like that, but I think with this team, you know, they have belief in abundance, and anything you ask to do with the girls, they give it 110%. So it's an absolute pleasure working with them.
Yeah, fantastic. And of course it's come full circle for yourself, because it was not only are you doing this job, but you were a player, you wore the jersey, you went out, you played in All-Ireland finals yourself as under 14, 16 in the minor, maybe.
I did. So we were the first under 14 team to break the 9-year cycle for an All-Ireland in Kerry, so it was fantastic to be a part of that, then all the way up to under 16s and then minors, and I captained the Kerry minor team in 2012, and then into the seniors. I went into the seniors in 2011, and the 2012 season I unfortunately had to step away due to injury and illness. So it's nice to be kind of part of this component and this side now as you know, the backroom team and whatnot. So it's just great to be in this environment.
And of course people that are listening, some people will probably know who you are straight away, more probably won't, but being part of the Kerry ladies is full circle as well, because you know your father was so involved in this, and he trained teams to win All-Irelands, and I remember him bringing countless people around to games, and he was fun. It's a special moment, that is.
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, for me professionally, obviously this is a big gig as such, you know, but I think it means so much more to me personally, because it's, you know, following in his footsteps too, and Dad did immense work, not just with the Kerry ladies, you know, with Timpano GAA. You know, I think he was the first man to light bonfires whenever they won anything, but even, you know, he was critical at a time when Kerry ladies, you know, didn't have access to a lot of selectors and managers, and, you know, they weren't at the forefront as such in terms of ladies Gaelic games, and you know, he put in massive amount of time and effort into that. So yeah, it's a very proud and special moment, not just for me but for my family as well. So it's great to even hear him being mentioned, you know, because I wouldn't be here today without him.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a special character. Michelle, it is a week to go before the final. What changes now in the mindset? I mean, not that many girls would have been in the final before. Some of the girls have been there before, maybe four or five of them. What's your role in the next couple of days? What's all that about?
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, a lot of the work is done now, you know. I think it's just really important now for the next kind of 2 weeks that we stick to our own processes and our own strengths and stuff like that. I think regardless of the opponent as such, obviously you try to modify some states of play, but you know, it will solely be about the four walls of the dressing room and what's inside of it and our own capabilities and abilities. And then obviously you'd be touching on, you know, the controllable aspects of the game and the things that are outside of our control, so like the externals to things like media. Even, you know, media is a big one for a lot of athletes, or, you know, the situational demands or environmental changes on the day and things like that. So it's just about encompassing kind of that holistic measure and taking into account everything, so that the girls are prepped and ready for anything that comes their way.
You have to get badly stuck. You can tell them about kick-out strategies, maybe.
That's it, even though I must say Keir Butler is probably one of the best goalkeepers that I've seen ever wear a Kerry jersey, and she's definitely a standout goalkeeper in the country. And the thing what many people don't know about is Mary Helen, you know, the sub-goalkeeper, she's incredible too, and they're really going tit for tat all the time, and I've never seen kind of a close battle between the two. And, you know, it's great to see how friendly they are outside of the pitch, and the support that they give each other. You know, they have a very special bond, and I think that's enhanced the game in terms of the goalkeepers in Kerry at the moment.
Well, Michelle, the very best luck to you and the team on Sunday.
Thanks a million, Donald.
That, of course, is Michelle O'Connor, of course, of Timpanogh, an integral part of the Kerry Senior Ladies Football. Liam, how much of the atmosphere and winning in All-Ireland will seep into the ladies? And you know, will that give them an extra push heading into the All-Ireland final next Sunday?
I think they'll give them a great buzz, Donald. More than likely, they were probably together the weekend. They might have even watched the game together. You know, so it kind of bond them more, and they can see what's there waiting for them. Like, this is probably one of the biggest occasions that a lot of these players will ever play in, you know, an All-Ireland final, and it's going to be a fantastic occasion. But definitely, I think now they'll see what the men are after doing. So why not Our Ladies in the green and gold go out and do the exact same thing? There's nothing stopping them.
Yeah, absolutely, great words. And of course, that game is live here on Radio Kerry and the homecoming as well. And hopefully people will turn out for them as well. It's been 1993. It's a long time since it has come full circle. Funnily enough, Geraldine O'Shea, of course, who was only 16 on the team that time. And, you know, she was outstanding in that final. She's a part of the management. And of course, 2012, of course, was the last time that they were in the All-Ireland final. And five of those players are still involved today. Wouldn't it be nice for them to win? And I suppose all the time and the work and the effort that the guys put in. It's totally mirrored, of course, with the ladies as well. And it would be absolutely fantastic to get over that. And funny enough, John, if we won that Ladies All-Ireland, we'd be top of the ladies charts as well, going ahead of Cork. Currently we're level, of course. More comments, and of course, get them into us. I mean, we have plenty. One comment I want to go back to with John is Stephen O'Brien, the unsung hero of the Kerry team, came in there from Tomin Listowel. And he's kind of right. It's disappointing to hear him not getting more recognition. I suppose the amount of work and the effort, and he really empties the engine. And yesterday, that fantastic block, I mean, that was outstanding.
Yeah, he was outstanding yesterday, Donal, as Tom rightly said there. You know, and quite a lot of the supporters just that I've spoken to, great admiration for Stephen. His work ethic is unbelievable. You know, he drops the shoulder before he ran into cul-de-sacs, but his experience, I suppose, you know, and maybe the management team, he looks up now and he delivers great ball in, but his covering back was unbelievable, like the selfless runs he makes, and two blocks yesterday, but the one in particular, there was a goal chance on. Fantastic block, kicked a great point, and, you know, when we saw him coming off, like, he absolutely left everything on the pitch, and delighted for Stephen. You know, he said a mixed few years now, you know, and people were saying he was finished, but certainly this year he's come back again, and he's become a very important cog in the Kerry machine, and he's covering back as you know, in the Paul Galvin mould, I suppose, going back, covering off, but accelerating the, and injecting pace into the, and linking between the half-back line and the forwards. You know, fantastic game, and one of Kerry's best players yesterday.
Absolutely, and of course, mentioning Paul Galvin there, he was in the crowd yesterday, sitting beside Liam Quinlan from Ranard. I wonder, was he trying to recruit him back there to a South Kerry club? Get your comments in, 0667123666, text as well, 083 300 300. We're here with you tonight, and we're going to get some reaction, I suppose, and to the homecoming. Of course, they're heading home to Killarney now as well, and from Killarney, Sean's comment, of course, we'll go back to that for you, Sean. Congratulations to the Kerry footballers, a great win yesterday. Just a note, Liam, Kerry won the majority of Galway kickouts, but we won very little of our own. I don't know if that's actually quite true, but what does the panel think of that?
No, the kickouts, our own kickouts, we had 22 kickouts and we lost 3. Galway kickouts had 23 kickouts and they lost 6. So we did well in our own kickouts.
It's kind of set up now not to lose a kickout, isn't it? I mean, like players are kind of rehearsing where the ball is going. I presume the keeper kind of knows that each play is a set play and the ball goes a different direction. But we were good at winning our own ball or getting away and the whole lot. And that scattered through probably an awful lot of the half back line and the corner backs. It doesn't seem to go full midfield anymore, though.
No, and I think Shane Ryan was excellent. Going back to the Dublin game, the one that he kicked out to Brian Begley out to the side, you know, to get it down the field yesterday as well. There were no tap outs. You know, they were all hard kick outs, probably over one or two Galway's heads into FLN space. You know, so it was fantastic work by Shane, who had a great year. The only thing all right I could say about the kick outs, probably at half time, and I was talking about from the press box, we were hoping that he might have went long a couple of times and take a few chances, because when you go short, it gives the opposition time to set up a defensive wall against you. And Galway were getting bodies back, whereas if we went long once or twice, win it around middle of the field, early ball into David, you know, we'd probably get more joy out of it. But the way football has gone now is not to give away the ball. I know it frustrates a lot of supporters, and especially the older generation. They can't understand why we're holding on to the ball, but at the way the game has gone now, it's all about stats, not turning over the ball, you know. And it's sometimes it can be very frustrating. You're looking at a stat where we might have 100% of our kickouts, and you'll be kind of saying, should we be better off if we had 80% and maybe get a couple of rewards out of 3 or 4 good kickouts, you know. But Shane Ryan had a very good outing again yesterday, and I do think that he'll be very close to an all-star.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Speaking to a neighbouring player, St. Mary's player Jack O'Shea at the weekend, Jack was kind of telling me that football has totally changed from the days that John Kennedy was playing it, that those days people competed in different sections and you had pride about winning your battle and the most important thing was defeating your marker. Now it's three fellas marking two fellas and you're marking space the whole lot. But he had one very interesting thing, John, about it. He felt that the mark, and the mark came in for a lot of, I suppose, credit yesterday because Kerry used it quite well. Graham Sullivan played two fantastic balls in. Up went David Clifford, grabbed it, got scores at vital times, the whole lot. But he reckons that the mark should only be given for a catch over the head. He reckons that it's just a bit too soft and it's just not in our game to be gathering a ball 30, 40 yards into your chest from a diagonal angle. Back in 84, 85, 86, sideline kicking. Tell people what that was about, because, you know, I had to explain that yesterday. Did you ever take a sideline kick or did you have fellas assigned to kicking it?
Yeah, I think it was in kind of a zonal thing, Donald. You know, if it was in the half-back line or inside the 45, there'd be one of the wing-backs or cornerback kicking it around the middle of the field. Jacko used to take them and up front in to be the forward nearest to it, really. Usually you wouldn't be scoring from a sideline kick, so it was off the ground that time as well. It wasn't off the hand.
Yeah.
But I'd agree with him with the mark. I think that maybe one of the reasons for brought in was the high fielding, and we certainly saw that from David Clifford yesterday. A few scrapers went in, he went way up into the air and won them. That's a real mark. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you know, the one chest high out in front of a man winning it, does it serve any purpose? Sometimes the guy that gets it mightn't even be a forward, and you know, it's a poor kick afterwards. I think the one up in the air, it's about bringing back high fielding. The kick outs have gone from that, as Liam said, it's about getting possession. And I think that when the mark is a high fielding, that's one of the arts and that's one of the features in the game when we played it.
Yeah, very cool, Sir Hull Shaw. Very special evening, of course, absolutely. I'm exiled here in Waterford for years and was lucky to be in Croke Park yesterday to witness that brilliant win. So proud to be a Kerry man. Congrats to the players and the management, and a special thank you to all in Radio Kerry for keeping us informed, for your excellent and entertaining commentaries. And they're certainly entertaining, Liam. You got the sky view of it yesterday.
I did, and the sky view of Ambrose and Tame, who are, look, what could you say about them?
They're part and parcel of this Kerry team now at this stage. I mean,
they're part and parcel of the county, and I mind Radio Kerry, you know, you have the voice of the kingdom, the two boys would be like, but the way I listen, when you go away with them, they're like husband and wife, the way they kind of, like, they're inseparable. And, you know, they're two guys giving the commentary, you know, they're talking to each other, you know, that's the way it comes across, and it's fantastic, but they're excellent at their job, and, you know, it's a joy to be sitting down watching them and be a part of it. And and Tim did enjoy yesterday. I will say that, like, it was his first All-Ireland winning. He's very passionate about it, and Ambrose couldn't understand why he was so passionate about it.
Ambrose is well used to winning.
Ambrose is so used to it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now that comment, of course, comes in from Seamus Murphy, dear, exiled in County Waterford, and it was gas actually, because I met Gary Hurney, of course, the great Waterford footballer, going in the gate wearing a Galway jersey, and of course I had to say to him, "Sure, you're a Waterford man," but he says, "No, my mother and father are Galway people." He says, and he was supporting Galway. Fantastic footballer. Congratulations to our wonderful Kerry footballers on a superb performance against a gallant Galway. Shawnee's wonder strike would have been forgotten if they didn't deliver yesterday. Thank God they did. And that's from Mike in Summerhill, and he's a long time listener, Mike. And I presume, Mike, you've heard us record a good many All-Irelands as well. And thanks for tuning in, and you're very vital to us here. Gallant Galway. They really were that, weren't they?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You know, Paddy Joyce and his management team, fantastic job done, Donald. They've come from nowhere, really. You know, I suppose they got probably the rub of the green. Maybe, you know, the game against Armagh, while they were up, it came back, went to penalties, then just ground out a result against Derry, similar to ourselves. But yesterday, they got a lot of things very right yesterday. You know, they contributed enormously to what was a great game, a tension-packed game, and they were in the game, you know, up to the last 6 or 7 minutes. A few little things came in, I thought. There was near the end, Kieran Mullay, there was a high ball into the square. He was on his own. He could have fielded it, but he punched the ball out. We got a score from it. You know, the free that was given in for David Clifford, Killian Spillane, you know, it showed when he came on, the energy he had. The centre-back, John Daly, won possession, got the hand around Killian, but Killian played for it and we got the free in. They're very narrow margins to get over the line, but Galway will look back in it. Paddy Joyce, well, he'd be disappointed today in his management team. They look back, you know, they've come a long way. Maybe the strength and conditioning that Kerry have, we're probably a bit down the road farther than them, and maybe the bench as well. the impact, particularly by the two Spillanes, you know, Killian and Adrian, they made a big impact. Galway didn't have the same impact coming off the bench, but it's a work in progress for them. And, you know, speaking about the Spillanes, wasn't it fantastic yesterday to see two sets of brothers winning All-Ireland medals in Croke Park, the Cliffords and the Spillanes, and carrying on that tradition again?
Mm-hmm. It's a great tradition, of course, and the brothers, and of course, it's amazing. Poor old Pat Spillane, your old colleague, of course, on RT last night. We might talk about him, but we'll take a break first.